What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Is it fair to say Keane Lynch is your hurler of the year?
I just say, Keane, here's the trophy. That's it. I wouldn't even give three names. I just say Keane Lynch, hurler of the year. And like, it was so good, give it to him next year.
OTB AM, live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
Now, you're very welcome back. So the Paralympic Games are up and running, and over the next 2 weeks, we're going to bring you the very latest from the Games each day with thanks to Toyota, hashtag Start Your Impossible. You can find out more at toyota.ie/Paralympics. And very happy to say that Niamh Tallon from hersport.ie is going to be running us through it each day and keeping an eye on all the big stories. Niamh, great to have you with us. Thanks so much.
Delighted to be here. Really excited that the Paralympic Games have kicked off.
Yeah, they've grown with each passing 4 years. And again, you know, I remember London 2012, the coverage really upped a notch. Channel 4 in particular did a brilliant job in 2012. And here we are, what, the guts of 10 years later. It does feel like it's a big event now and more mainstream than it's ever been and only going in one direction.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting. There's loads of hype this year. And I think from, you know, 2016 to now, a lot of people are very excited about it. You know, that extra year will kind of change things up a little bit. You know, everything kicked off this morning for Team Ireland. So it's been really exciting to see the action.
Great. Well, listen, take us through it. So let's start with the swimming. Barry McClements is the first swimmer you want to tell us about. How did Barry do today?
So Barry McClements was the first athlete up for Team Ireland at his first Paralympic Games. He swam in the 400 metre freestyle in a new personal best time of 4:27.11. He finished ninth overall. He was just outside of the final and will be really happy with that performance. He will be in action again in the 100 metre back crawl on the 30th of August. So we look forward to seeing him in action.
OK, great. We had Ellen Keane last night. She was on the show. She was interviewing Nicole Turner, who's in her second Games. And she's still just 19 years of age. So she was in action. And anytime an athlete has a PB, I think you have to say, well, that's job well done. So she came through with a PB in heat and final, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you said, it's Nicole Turner's second Paralympic Games. Amazing achievement for such a young athlete. She qualified for the 50 metre freestyle final this morning. She knew it was going to be tough competition. It's a, you know, really quick event at the moment and wouldn't be her favourite event. She swam a personal best, as you mentioned, with a really strong finish in 35:47 in the heat initially. And then she went into the final. She's no stranger to finals, having been in five finals in Rio in 2016. She went in eighth in the final, and that is where she finished up. But she had another strong swim in the final against a tough field with another personal best of 35:29. It really sets her up for later in the week, so we'll be looking forward to seeing her in action with some of her best events yet to come.
Okay, so two personal bests in one day, I think it's fair to say, is good going. And she has a podium finish in mind, really. She's
absolutely
been on multiple podiums at international events in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Nicole, you know, said to us previously that, you know, she kind of was there for experience in Rio and, you know, maybe didn't really understand kind of the whole gravity of the experience at the time, like she was 14 years old. But she has one thing in mind, and that really is being up there on a podium. You know, the fact that she's been in a final in, you know, one of her least favourite events, you know, it really sets the tone for the week, and a personal best, two personal best in one day is incredible. So it really is a great start for Nicole Turner.
So let's talk to about somebody else who has youth on her side. Roisin Éireann, 16 years old.
Yeah, Roisin Éireann, you know, she really was just classified recently. You know, if it wasn't for the year pushed back, we may not have seen her in Tokyo at all. She got a 3 second personal best in the 100 metre butterfly in the heats in 1:08.18. She qualified into the final. She swam 1:09 on the final with a fantastic start, really great underwater work. She felt herself that it was a bit slow in the final. I think she seemed a little bit disappointed, but it looks like it'll really drive her on for the next races. It's her first time in a Paralympic final, like it's her first Paralympic Games, and it was a really, really fast race. It was won in a time of 1:02.65 by Gilly of Italy, a new para record holder. Roisin will be back in action again tomorrow with her main event yet to come. She has five events, so she's loads and loads coming up.
Okay.
So yeah, really looking forward to seeing her again.
God, amazing. 16 years of age.
Yeah, like if it wasn't for the additional year, we may not have seen Roisin at this Paralympic Games, but I think it really is a good experience for her, and she's really started things off the right way.
Okay, great. Well, let's move from the pool then to the cycling. So Rochelle Timothy, debutante, another debutante at the Paralympic Games.
Yeah, she's going to be a busy woman. She's competing in four events. The 3,000-metre individual pursuit, which is what she kicked off with today. She'll be in the 500-metre time trial, and then she'll be in the road time trial and the road race as well. She started off her campaign with that individual pursuit event and smashed her personal best to finish ninth. It was eight to qualify for the final, but she said she's delighted, to be honest, to get a personal best. That's what she came here to do. She's competing again in the 500-metre time trial next. A bit of background on her is she played underage soccer for Ireland before her brain injury. She played alongside the likes of Katie McCabe, Sarah Rowe, Niamh Kelly and Chloe Mustaki, and also played Gaelic football for Roscommon, winning a National League medal in 2014. You know, since her brain injury, she lost some power in the right side of her body and has since represented Ireland from 2017 in the space of a year, breaking four national records. So it really is you know, exciting for her. I think it'll be a really good experience, and you know, expect to see her, you know, being competitive in all her events.
That's an amazing background. I hadn't appreciated that. Mm-hmm. That almost goes to show the value of the Paralympic Games on two fronts, really. There are those who had no interest in sport before maybe an injury or a life-changing event, and then sport rescues them in a sense, mm-hmm. and gives them a real outlet. And then there's somebody like Rochelle Timothy, who was clearly an unbelievable sports person. Mm-hmm. And could you imagine she didn't have an outlet for her sport after her brain injury? Like, that's the importance of these games in many ways.
Absolutely, and like some of the, you know, those names like Katie McCabe and Chloe Mustaki are, you know, names that we recognise from top level sport in Ireland. So it really is great that there is opportunity for Rochelle to, you know, perform at top level, you know, in another sport, and, you know, keep competing in four events over this Paralympic Games is incredible.
Table tennis.
Yeah, so we had Colin Judge in action. He had set his sights on competing at the Paralympic Games after being in London 2012 as a fan. He came up against Zhao from China, a three-time Paralympic gold medalist, world number six. So it wasn't going to be an easy task this morning. He seemed a little bit nervous, but he settled in. He lost the first set 11-6. Judge took Zhao to 9-9, putting him you know, under a bit of pressure, but then Zhao scored 2 points to take that win. This third set was Judge's best. They drew level 9-9 and then 10-10, and Judge wasn't going to be denied. He took the set 12-10 to win the third set. Zhao took the fourth set, winning that match 11-6 and winning that the overall competition there. So what Judge will be hoping is that Zhao wins his match again tomorrow, and then that Judge himself wins his, and that he has an opportunity to progress. It's a must win match tomorrow, okay. Which, you know, hopefully he will do the job.
Okay, so that brings us into day two. Who are we looking out for overnight then?
Yeah, so at 2 a.m. tomorrow on the track in the 1,000-metre time trial, we'll see Katie George, Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal. You know, they have had massive success. They'll be looking to podium. You know, they're on the tandem bike. They had gold in this event in 2016. At 2:49, we will have Roisin Urine in the 100-metre backstroke heat. At 3:05, we will have the 100-metre breaststroke heat with Ellen Keane. She got bronze in this event in 2016, and her, you know, there's an expectation that she'll be in the final, and she certainly will be looking for a podium throughout this Games as well. At 7:17, we will be back to cycling with another 1,000-metre time trial with Ronan Grimes. We will have equestrian at 9:53 with Rosemarie Gaffney. Hopefully then we will see Roisin Urine in a final in the 100-metre backstroke at 11:12. 11:20, back to the table tennis, where Colin Judge will be up against the Brazilian for his second match. And then 11:40 for the 100-metre breaststroke, hopefully with Alan Keane. And then 12:33, we will see back to the equestrian for Tamsin Addison as well. So lots of action tomorrow.
Okay, what Niamh is saying there is she's not going to be sleeping for the next 2 weeks. This is her life now, and it's all in aid of us being able to bring you the news each morning. So There's loads going on, obviously, over the next few days. We'll bring you up to date with how the Irish participants are going. Beyond the Irish, like, we're all very parochial in how we look at the Olympics and how we look at the Paralympics. Did anybody else catch your eye on day one?
I think in terms of the swimming, Dos Santos of Brazil in the 100 metre backstroke final, he was swimming butterfly on his back. It was a really incredible, like a really great start. You know, the way that he took off the start, like he had a towel in his mouth to really propel himself into that start, and had some incredible underwater work to claim silver. Then in the end, it was a really strong swim. And then Valeria Shabalina took the first world record of the swimming with 62.59 seconds. Yeah, it was a really, really incredible race. So there's some really great swimming going on at the moment. The wheelchair fencing is also kicking off and is in action. So that's a really great event to tune into. So there's loads and loads of action going on.
Okay, great. How was the opening ceremony? What kind of message are they trying to propel about the games this year?
Yeah, I think, look, there's a lot, you know, happening at the moment. In terms of the opening ceremony, it was really a we are all one, we are all equal message, you know, from everyone. There's a campaign running at the moment, We the 15, you know, we are 15%, 1 billion people, you know, have disabilities, and it really is talking about breaking down barriers. The opening ceremony really did, you know, deliver that message and was really interesting. Like, you know, just kind of demonstrating how to overcome different barriers, and you know that you can, it went with like a plane. It was telling the story of a plane, a one-winged plane, and how that they can overcome and achieve things that they want to achieve by, you know, just getting creative and you know, having people surround them, help them, and that type of thing. So it really was a nice, really nice opening ceremony, and some people did think that it was, you know, not better than the Olympic ceremony. It seemed like there was a really great atmosphere there as well.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, Niamh Tallon of hersport.ie, thanks for coming in day one. Niamh with us right across the next few days, right through the Paralympic Games over these 2 weeks, and bringing you all the latest info as it happens, and hopefully there's plenty of Irish success. And again, it's all with thanks to Toyota. Hashtag start your impossible. You can find out more at toyota.ie/Paralympics. Niamh Tallon, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.